It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, February 22nd, 2019. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
So I went ahead and pulled the trigger and booked that trip to Mexico last night.
That's awesome.
McKenna and I are going with her dad to Cancun next Saturday. And now I'm having a ton of guilt about it.
Why?
Well, one, because this is the smaller reason. I don't really like to be away from the show for extended periods of time. So there's that. And I know you feel the same way when you go away.
I do, yeah.
But also because we're going to be leaving our boys with McKenna's sister. And I feel like, I don't know, I just feel really guilty about being away from them for what'll be 8 days.
Like, yeah, and I mean, that's understandable to feel that way. I think everybody feels that way, right? Like, especially when you leave any type of routine, you know, like you're going away and you're kind of ditching everything and responsibility, and it is a guilty feeling to have. It's human nature, but you got to do it. Like, you got to take some time for yourself, you know.
We put the boys to bed last night and they were still awake in their bedrooms, and I could hear like Brigham kind of singing to himself. And as we booked the trip, then I just had this like, oh, there's like pain in my heart. It's like, is that irresponsible to go away?
No.
For
everybody does it. You need to. You need that break for yourself sometimes, right?
And McKenna and I, we had kids so early, we didn't really get to do a lot of that sort of thing that young couples get to do.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of thrown right into parenthood.
Yeah.
And then I think about like 8 days is a long time, but like people who work in camp go a lot longer without seeing their kids than that.
Yeah.
I know there are, like, I think it's fairly common for the kids to go and stay with their grandparents for an entire summer, right? If mom and dad both have to work all summer.
Yep.
So when
send
I think about that.
Send them off to camp. Like, camp is
summer camp.
Can be multiple weeks, if not months.
So, okay. So I shouldn't feel bad about that.
No.
Okay. Because I was.
No.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Booked a trip to Mexico last night.
Yeah.
And I was reading some of the reviews for the resort that we're going to. And this one in particular jumped out at me. This is just one section of a very long review that this one young man wrote about the place.
Okay.
And he said, I'm just going to read this. He said, "The girls, gorgeous, and from all over the world. I ended up making out with two different girls, but didn't frig.
Mm-hmm.
One wanted to, basically in the middle of the resort, which was weird. I probably would have smashed if I was carrying a condom, but they were in my room."
Oh my.
And he goes on like this forever.
That is
like,
amazing.
He must have wrote 500 words just explaining exactly what happened between each of the girls that he was pursuing. And then there's another guy that factors into the story who ended up hooking up with one of the other girls that he was interested in.
You couldn't get him to finish his homework when he was growing up, but he'll write 500 words
for sure.
No problem about this resort and the girls.
And like, I'm like, yeah, but how's the food? You're reading through this. And that's what people go to TripAdvisor for, is to read, you know, were the rooms clean? How is the service?
It's true.
What's the beach and pool like? Is the food good?
Well, there is a market for this too.
You know, after I read it, I was like, he is providing a service that, you know, if a group of young guys or a group of young girls goes on like a singles trip, they want to know these things.
It's true. Not even that, but like, some, you want a place that you can party. Like, we always look for that when you're going, especially to Mexico. Okay, that's what you do in Mexico.
Yes.
Especially if you're in an all-inclusive. It's like, what are the other people like? Can I party with them?
And it's the only review I've seen that includes any of that stuff. But
that's
like,
so
these kind of are the questions that young people are asking. You know, how are the girls? How are the guys? Are there singles?
That's $1 million idea right there, Bagler.
Just a review site for like,
for that type of thing, right?
How easy is it to hook up at this particular resort?
That's it. Yeah.
This guy is doing God's work. Or he's lying about it all.
Yeah, that
and he's just
be.
Trying to big dog everyone on TripAdvisor, which is the saddest thing ever, if that's the truth. That's what happened.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
You know how Baby is in a ton of songs?
A ton of songs.
A ton of songs. Yeah. They're always love songs or whatever, and they're about Baby. It really changes the dynamic if you change Baby to Terry. I've started doing this lately to make a truly Canadian love song. You know, change around the Baby to the Terry, and there you go. You've got a love song for the Terrys.
And what inspired this?
Well, I was listening to a song at the gym, and very faintly, I thought I'd heard Terry in this song. We don't have any songs about Terry. I think we need some songs.
There
about
are Terry songs.
Yes.
Like every AC/DC song ever, but no songs about Terry.
No. For example, and I warn you, by the way, once you do this, you can't stop.
Oh, that she wants is another Terry. She's gone tomorrow, boy. Oh, that she wants is another Terry. Whoa.
Wow, One Terry is probably enough in your life, isn't it?
One Terry doing burnouts in the garage is plenty, yeah.
This one's pretty obvious, but...
Terry. Terry.
Oh, she's so turned on by Terry.
Terry, how was I supposed to know?
The name of that song might not go over so well. Hit me, Terry, one more time. Oh, my God.
Well, were you looking at his old lady?
This one is maybe a lesser-known song, but you may recall it from way back when, in the 90s.
I seen you, Terry. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass.
I seen you. I seen you, Terry.
I seen you, Terry. Of course.
And Terry's don't have asses either. They have, Terry's have no asses. They have legs attached to a lower back in a pair of tight jeans.
My dad is kind of a Terry in that way. He has to wear suspenders all the time because his pants just fall down.
Suspenders and a belt.
No ass.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Yesterday, the province announced some changes to the photo radar that's used around Alberta.
Yes.
You mentioned this briefly in the news.
I did.
The transportation minister says they believe it's being used as a cash cow in some municipalities across the province. And they're going to be introducing some new guidelines regarding how it's deployed going forward.
Mm-hmm.
The most interesting thing about this is I think that municipalities are going to have to prove that it makes a difference in traffic safety. Because as of right now, research shows that it actually doesn't do that much to reduce collisions.
Yeah. Well, when you put them in places where nobody sees it and then they get this ticket in the mail 2 months later, how is that going to cause people to slow down, right?
When I read this headline, Jonna, all I could think is, holy crap, the government actually listens to people.
Well, that's like, what's nuts.
We've been saying this forever, and then they come out and basically admit to what our criticisms of this program that you hear all the time around the province.
Yep.
So they want to get away from using it in high-speed, multi-lane roadways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often photo radar is used on Deerfoot or Stoney here, but like in Edmonton, on the Anthony Henday, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody is exceeding the speed limit.
Yeah.
So they just like pick one car and give them a ticket. Pick one car and give them a ticket.
Yeah.
And or everyone slows down at the locations where they know it is.
Yeah.
They also don't want to see it used in places where the speed limit changes, what they call transition zones. So if the speed limit drops from, I don't know, say 100 to 70, they can't just like park a photo radar truck there and tag people who haven't slowed down in time.
I've been nagged by that so many times, not necessarily here, but in other places. And it's the same thing. It's as I'm slowing down, I am going to slow down. But in that transition period, I'm like, that is so dirty.
It's dirty. It's really dirty. Some of these changes will go into effect in June. And then by March of next year, they have to start providing these reports showing that it's making a difference in traffic safety, or they can't use photo radar in these spots.
Like, whenever, outside of this, does the government change something when it could potentially make them less money?
I know.
Like, whenever in history has this happened?
It's crazy to me.
It's amazing.
It's music to my ears.
Oh, my.
I'm also chalking this up as a huge loss to everyone who thinks that they're super clever by saying, if you don't like it, just don't speed.
Mm.
It's like, even the government agrees that photo radar is, as it's used now, is dirty.
Yeah.
Because it is. Yeah. So I don't think that argument works anymore.
Nope.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
It's crazy because in Ontario, when I was growing up, like, photo radar was not a thing. If you were speeding, you had to be pulled over by a police officer. That's how you got pulled over. So I remember when I first got here, like, it was a big wake-up call. I got a bunch of photo radar tickets right off the bat, not realizing, like, that it was so pertinent.
Right, and they come, like, 3 weeks down the road, so there's nothing you can do in the interim to adjust your behavior.
It's weird, the mindset and how it changes based on, I knew if I saw a cop and I got pulled over, I had a speeding ticket.
Yes.
Whereas in Alberta, you never know. It could be anywhere.
And when you moved to Alberta, you moved to Edmonton.
I did.
Same with me.
Yeah.
And Edmonton is horrible for photo radar.
Crazy.
Like, they abuse it really bad up there.
I remember my first photo radar ticket because I was so upset about it because I think it was an 80 zone and I was going 91.
Yeah, I got an 11 over too.
And I got a ticket for it and I was like, and it was in the middle of the night. There was no one else on the road. And I was like, are you serious right now?
Way to go. So you're really keeping the streets safe here.
That's I was like, what? How am I endangering people?
What an ass chapper.
Oh my God.
In Saskatoon, it's funny because they have these boxes, these photo radar boxes that they can face either direction on the freeway. But they also have decoy boxes that are out there. So you don't know which one the camera's in all the time.
So not
people,
a bad idea.
People know where the locations are and they just slow down there and then they speed up a little further down the road.
Like, I do notice that here too, like where there's a photo radar, you know, some of the permanent fixtures or whatever, yeah, where people will slow right down in front of you. And I at first was like, why? And then I was like, oh.
Or which intersections have speed on green cameras.
Yeah.
And the trucks park in the same locations all the time. So yeah, everybody knows where they are.
It's so funny because I was away last week, and the day I went away, I checked my mail. And I had a photo radar ticket in the mail for $150. And I was like, oh, God, right before vacation, come on.
When we've gotten photo radar tickets in the past, like, they come in the mail, and then we try to figure out who was driving, whose fault it was. Me and McKenna are like, all right, who would have had the car at this time? And where, like, the location that it was in.
You start, like, writing it out, putting maps, drawing lines, being like, whose is it?
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Now that we're both 30, Beckler,
mm-hmm,
what would you tell a younger you?
Oh, in my wisdom?
Yeah, what would you tell a 15-year-old Beckler now that we're 30?
15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I've told this to you before, but I wish I would have started working out way earlier.
Right.
Like, kind of taking a bit better care of my body.
Yeah.
My Jane Fonda, my body. Because I think, like, my life started to change after I started to get in better shape.
Right.
And you just kind of, it's empowering. And I wish I would have done that, like, in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Probably to go easy on the liquor.
Yeah,
I did a lot of drinking when I was younger and made some bad decisions because of it. So
yeah, that's fair.
Maybe that's a phase that a lot of people kind of have to go through.
I was gonna say, like, you don't want to protect yourself fully from everything. You need to have diversity of experience, I think, to learn as well. But I was trying to think. I was like, I'd say stop stressing so much about what other people think,
because
I think when you go through that, like, middle school phase, it's tough, you know, for
kids.
It is
really tough. I remember walking into, like, cool clothing stores and stuff as a kid and just dying, you know, like, oh my God, am I cool enough to be in here?
Yeah.
And then now you don't care at all.
No.
You don't care at all.
No, so everything mattered so much back then in terms of, like, what you did and what you said and what you looked like and all of that. And I'm like, ah, it's fine.
Now I have, like, snot on my shirt from the kids, yeah, so I don't care.
I wear a hoodie and jeans every
yeah,
day. You know, I was thinking another one for me would be to get involved in more team sports, because when I was growing up, my parents kind of discouraged that a little bit because we had a cabin and they wanted to go away on weekends and they were concerned that they would have to cart me around to tournaments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of was like, oh yeah, that's okay. I don't really want to, but that I have a bunch of friends who did a lot of team sports and that's kind of an awesome atmosphere that I missed out on a bit, I think.
Yeah. You make friends for life and you learn a lot playing team sports.
Mm-hmm.
You could have done it in high school, I guess, but generally you went to a big high school, right?
I did.
And usually if you haven't already been playing the sport for a long time, you're not going to make the team.
No.
Right? So.
No, like I was on the swim team, which again is an individual sport,
right?
Like obviously there's relays and stuff we did, and that was a good atmosphere to be in. So that was kind of close, but that was really all I could do. At that point, everybody was already, yeah, deep into those sports.
Yeah. How do I say this one? I would maybe be a little bit more selective with the girls that I pursued.
Mm.
I was just kind of all over the place and I should have just like slowed down and taken a breath and been like, okay, like, are you really interested in this person or are you just kind of going off here?
Although there are a couple places that you lived that didn't have a huge selection. So
oh, yeah.
I don't know if, you know, you could have really done that at that point.
You can't be picky in Lloydminster. You just can't.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We'll tread carefully here, but over the weekend, some friends and I were talking about sax boxers, and I think every group of guys has had this conversation, but I still remember the first time I ever wore a pair, because before that I was like, how can a pair of Gitch cost $38?
Right.
And then you put them on, you're like, oh, there it is. Mm. Like, they make such a difference.
Yeah, they are crazy. Like, the technology involved in those are beautiful,
the
really.
The technology is it. Like,
yeah.
The people from Saks made $1 million easily.
Gosh.
Like, that. I don't know if they were the first company to think about compartmentalizing your meat and two veg,
yeah,
but they were certainly the ones who popularized it. Now there's all different kinds of underwear companies that do it, but
it's like those dinner plates that, you know, you have for kids where it separates everything
with a little ridge.
Yeah, yeah, the ridges.
So like, your peas don't touch your mashed
exactly,
potatoes.
Exactly, that's what this is, but for your stuff, you know.
Now, would there be a female equivalent of this?
No.
I know there's all different kinds of bras and yes. stuff, but I'm talking about your downstairs. Like, no. Is there a... No?
No, like bras for sure. There's all kinds of technology involved in bras. We've talked about that before. These people who make the bras should be like, I don't know, working for NASA or something. But when it comes to your downstairs, it's pretty simple.
There's no like structural panties that you could introduce or anything?
No.
That would, 'cause...
No, like, I mean, some of them is basically, it's just like floss, so there's not even enough material to do anything, really. And then the other ones, the regular, like, granny panties, no, it's just basic material, that's it.
There's no, I guess there's really no reason to, like,
what,
lift
what are you
or,
gonna
like, separate
your,
anything, right?
Your garage doors. So, is...
yeah, more saloon doors, for being specific, but...
Well, both way, yeah.
I guess, yeah, you don't have the... You don't have the anatomy to really require that sort of...
No, we don't have quite as detailed a thing going on down there, you know?
Right.
outwards that you need to separate, like, the plates.
Because I was thinking that if someone comes up with something like that, they're going to make a lot of money. And what would they... Like, what would they call it? Because you got sacks, right? What would the female equivalent of that be?
Oh, my God.
So, you know the hat company Lids?
Oh, like, my God.
I'll let you walk yourself the rest of the way to this joke. So.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Should your significant other have a say on what hairstyle you have?
Oh, man.
Now, I was thinking about this.
Question.
Yesterday, you were talking about bangs and how you weren't overly a fan of bangs.
Never have been.
Okay.
Pissed a lot of people off by saying that,
For sure.
But it's the truth.
Including all of our friends who have bangs.
Yeah.
If McKenna... decided to grow out bangs, would you speak up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would make my opinion known.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't ultimately decide what someone does with their own appearance.
But no.
I think if you're going to make a massive change to your appearance, maybe you should consult your significant other about it. I would. Yeah. Do you remember when I was talking about shaving my head?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that I didn't do it is because McKenna didn't want me to.
Interesting.
She didn't want me to do it yet. Like, she knows that it's inevitable eventually. She wanted me to try to grow it out one last time. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Ah, okay. Because I was going to say, what if she didn't want you to grow your hair out? You know, would you take that into consideration?
For sure. Absolutely. It's kind of like I always say, you know, when you see guys with really big beards,
yeah.
I always say that like, that's a group decision there. That is a team decision. If a guy's going to grow out a big beard like that, his significant other has to be okay with it because at that point it becomes like, our beard.
Okay.
You know?
And I kind of agree with that. I just, you know, it's the cliche answer like, I'll love you no matter what. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, although there are dramatic things that change your appearance. So I agree. I think if you're together, then maybe you should consult one another to one of these things. It's like if my boyfriend Cliff decided, I'm going to grow out a goatee, I'd be like, I have some questions. I don't know if I'd be overly excited about that.
Would you just ask questions or would you put your foot down and be like, you can't have a goatee?
Well, here's the thing. You can't grow facial hair very well. So I'd be like, it's going to look real, real awful. Okay, like maybe don't do that.
Or like, what if you wanted to get a face tattoo? Do you think that Cliff should maybe have a bit of say in whether or not you got a face tattoo? I would think so.
Yeah. See, that's tough because it's like he, I don't know if he's a huge fan of tattoos and I want another tattoo. Now, face tattoo obviously is a little bit different than somewhere else on my body that, you know, isn't quite as
Yeah, we could go with a less extreme example for sure.
Yeah. And in tattoos, that's tough. Like, yeah.
Because it's your body. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you value what your significant other thinks, then maybe you consult them on it. At least I would.
Like I was thinking, if I showed up overnight with, you know, not overnight, obviously, but let's say I showed up and I decided to get boob implants, you know, and I had like triple Fs all of a sudden, like that would probably be something that
you should probably run it by him first.
Please.
I'm going big. What do you think?
Go big or go home, man.
You've been listening to the VNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have VNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.